Mr. Obama arrived in Baghdad after a visit to Turkey. The Turkey trip topped off a European tour that's been marked by generally favorable reviews. As the World's Aaron Schachter reports, even prior to his visit, Mr. Obama had a positive image in Turkey.
Well, before he arrived here, Obama's image was everywhere, on TV and billboards, hawking a local bank.
I am sorry.
Üzgünüm.
I am truly very sorry.
Gerçekten çok üzgünüm.
At an apparent White House news conference, an Obama doppelganger apologizes for not coming up with an economic package like that of Guarantee Bank.
I wish we had.
Keşke bizde olsaydı ama.
It is a bank in Turkey.
Bunu yapan bir Türk bankası.
It is.
Adı?
Guarantee.
Guarantee.
I wish we had guarantee.
Keşke
in America.
Burada da garanti olsaydı.
%1,19 faizli krediyle.
In fact, the president drove right by an image of himself at the Guarantee Bank in Kadıköy, Istanbul's financial district. Everybody knows this isn't the real guy, says Ramazan Baracik. You think Obama has solved all the problems in America and has nothing better to do with his time than be in an advertisement? Come on.
Could someone ever make a poster like this with your president or prime minister?
You may have missed that. It's basically a regional way of saying, no way. Baracik says President Obama seems to have a sense of humor and ease about him that's unique among politicians.
Yeah, Obama, gerçekten sempatik.
Baracik says Obama is very likable. He smiles a lot, and his charm seems really natural. He says observers might have noticed that people lined the streets to greet him. It's the first time ever that people have greeted an American president this way, says Baracik. And that's precisely why the ad agency, Alamat Tifarika, created this campaign, says copywriter Jan Celebilek. He says the U.S. president is a good marketing tool because Turks know who he is, and they have a sense of him being a good guy.
Be surprised how well Turks know about the U.S. president. I don't think anyone would, know Obama any less than they do their own political leaders.
Speaking today to a group of college students, President Obama played upon the good feelings he's generated and the position he believes Turkey can play in the world.
The world will be what you make of it. You can choose to build new bridges instead of building new walls. You can choose to put aside long-standing divisions in pursuit of lasting peace. You can choose to advance a prosperity that is shared by all people and not just the wealthy few. And I want you to know that in these endeavors, you will find a partner and a supporter and a friend in the United States of America.
The president asked the students not to believe the negative hype about America that they might have seen on TV or in the movies. They, in turn, asked him about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, about Turkey and the European Union, and about climate change, and also whether there was any real difference between him and his predecessor, George W. Bush. The president's every move was covered in Turkey's media until the very end. After racing out of town in a motorcade, Mr. Obama waited on the tarmac in Air Force One, which gave the state radio some time to opine on how the trip went. The host made a point of referring to the president as Barack Hussein Obama. She said the visit was an important one. Everything the president said or did made news. And Turkish papers on the right and left said he repaired relations that were damaged over the past 8 years. For the World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Istanbul.